You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Varian, and if you're unfamiliar with my voice, this is the show where for the next hour I'll be, playing you guys some tunes and kind of talking about what's topical to me right now. But on the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, and Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. What's going on with you guys? I had kind of a bit of a tame week. I've been working all week at my serving job, which is like a lot less exciting than you might expect. Kind of paying the price of taking so much time off. Like the beginning of this month, I spent a lot of time hanging out with the boys, you know what I mean? I was in Seattle for a bit and hanging out in Victoria and went on a biking trip with my girlfriend. And now it's like time to settle back in and pay my rent pretty much. So I've been filling in, taking in shifts where I can, working. Because of, being at work and stuff, our work has kind of, had in the past tense, kind of pseudo turned into a sports bar during the playoffs. And we all kind of know how that went. Unfortunately, I'm sure everyone knew, the Canucks lost. And, it's kind of funny because, I'm not really a hockey fan. I think I'm, very much, a fair weather, the last time I watched a Canucks game was probably 2011, to be quite frank. Kind of hopped on the bandwagon for the season, as did many others, I'm assuming, But hockey's kind of, been my, little bit of a hyperfixation. Maybe it's just because, the Canucks, got eliminated by the Oilers, and it's I kind of still want to watch this. It was kind of hype, but at the same time, it's I really do feel now I've got no horse in this race, because as much as I want to root for the Oilers, I feel I can't, just because they eliminated my team, and I feel as much as everybody's talking about, we need a Canadian team to win, I feel nowadays the NHL is so mix and match that there's probably somebody told me, I don't know, I actually haven't fact checked this, but my coworker told me that the Dallas Stars have, if not equal or slightly greater amount of Canadian players on their team anyways. So it's who are you really, really rooting for? But I don't know. I'm hopping on the bandwagon. Really, I'm just, to the dismay of many core hockey fans, I'm just kind of rooting forever who wins a little bit, I'm just, watching hockey. But it's been great, yesterday we watched the Oilers and Dallas game at work, which is kind of awesome because it was super slow yesterday. And, I managed to kind of just, post up and kind of just watch it on the big projector. I feel I've never been a sports fan, but it makes so much sense that I'm a sports fan, to take in consideration a little bit, I'm kind of a big, for those who are familiar with my program and kind of know about me, I've always been kind of into esports, it's definitely hard to make the comparison to a core sports fan about at least trying to describe the similarities of me watching an esport and them watching a real sport on TV, because I think it's in a lot of ways me watching video game tournaments, I am kind of a sports fan, I remember I think my earliest memory of watching an esports event, was, I want to say 2017 Evo. Evo is essentially the Super Bowl for fighting games. And we're getting all the pals over to watch Evo on my dad's big TV, watching Super Smash Brothers Melee at Evo, and getting so hyped because it was a humongous, it was a loser's side comeback. Hungrybox came back with his Jigglypuff or whatever, I remember. super, super stoked. But, you know, I feel like I can't really convince a core sports fan that, like, I'm also into it, you know? And it makes sense, you know? There's a lot of prejudice around gaming, you know? I think I remember when, was it the Dota International, maybe it was a League of Legends tournament, got hosted on ESPN, and kind of started a lot of uproar to core sports fans who, like, you know, watch the sports networks for the sports. And, you know, I think there's a little bit of prejudice towards, like, gamers, you know, but nonetheless, you know, locked into hockey right now. Maybe slightly rooting for the Oilers just because, like, I feel like all my friends are kind of rooting for the Oilers, and I feel like maybe, you know, I want to be on the right side of history with, like, McDavid having, like, a historic season, maybe. I don't know. I actually really don't know that much of hockey. I'm kind of really talking out my butt. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's fun to, like, sit and rally and stuff. And, like, I mean, I think, like, is it this week or next week? I kind of was my admits study procrastination hyperfixation before this semester was, like, UFC and Muay Thai a little bit, because I watched UFC 300. Somebody, you know, one of my friends found, like, a pirate stream of it, and, like, you know, I mean, I feel like I haven't been one for combat sports, but, like, was kind of stoked to watch it a little bit, you know? I think it's, like, good energy, you know, it's kind of hype and stuff. So, I mean, you know, besides hockey, I think I'll be trying to catch that Conor McGregor fight with my friends. I think it's on Monday. Is it this Monday? It might be this Monday, but just because, like, a lot of my friends are into combat sports and stuff, and, you know, I'm into the, like, the social gathering, the ritual of sports a little bit, you know? It's fun to, you know, it's fun to watch party things, you know? I, like, feel like I feel like I appreciate the competition almost, you know, regardless of the sport, because I feel like, I mean, who am I kidding? Like, I don't really know anything about hockey. Like, I'm the dude. I mean, there was a joke, you know, like, all fan cam of people, like, you know, I'm the joke of the fan cam. It's like the dude, like, looking at his phone, looking up what, like, an icing call means, you know? That's, like, kind of me. And, you know, makes sense, though. I mean, other than that, like, just watching my, like, Valorant tournament, like, Master Shanghai is happening and all the gaming related stuff. But, you know, excited to be touching some sports that are less basement dwellery, you know, because, like, it's totally a social thing too. And, you know, nobody, and that means all of you guys listening, want to hear me talk about video game tournaments. So anyways, let's get into some music here. So we've got a track by D. Oh, I can't. Blavansky. Here's One It All on CGSF 90.1 FM.
Something that I saw, and it's something that I see in you. Getting money from the street. Tomorrow night. Music Waste is celebrating its 30th year as Vancouver's premier DIY festival, bringing you over 70 bands and dozens of local artists to all your favorite venues since 1994. Music Waste will run the weekend of June 6th to 9th, side by side with Art Waste. With a theme of trash, Art Waste is set to be filled with superb pieces of 2D, 3D, and video art from local artists. Check out the lineup for Music Waste and buy a pass or individual tickets today on musicwaste.ca.
And welcome back. My microphone's cutting out. That last track before the break right there was Camo with Gloves here on CJSF 90.1 FM. So just over the weekend, my little sister anymore, but my younger sister had her 19th birthday, which is kind of crazy. Like, I think It's crazy in multiple senses. Let's unpack this a little bit. It's crazy that she's 19 a little bit, because I think she'll always be little. And I said this last year too. I think I like probably talked about my sister's birthday last year and probably said the same thing, that, oh, you know, she's getting older. But it really is. Like, this girl can like order a drink at a bar now. Like, who let her do that? The other thing to unpack is that, like, damn, like, I'm only 24, but, like, you know, we're getting there, you know? Which is kind of interesting. My little brother was like, you know, by the time I graduate university, you're going to be 30. And I was like, damn. Yeah, you're right. But, you know, I had a fun little birthday weekend with my sister. I know my parents don't listen to my program. I don't think they ever have, but my sister had like a little sneaky party while my parents were away. My parents' anniversary kind of coincides with my sister's birthday. It might actually be on the same day, the 25th of May. So they went on their little travels, and my sister very sneakily held a party for her and her friends. Which kind of brought this discussion of like, I think the like maybe the innocent pressure put on by the parents if you're like the middle child. We were kind of talking about this because, you know, in a lot of ways, so I'm the oldest of the three children, and I feel like I kind of had to pave the way a little bit, you know, as most eldest you know, children do. Kind of feel like I was the first one to like, oh yeah, like, you know, I'm dating people, or like, I remember my mom caught me smoking weed, you know, like that was like no good, you know, and like, you know, leaving the house and kind of being independent and doing those things. Like, I feel like I paved the way for that. And thereby I feel like in my head, you know, it's easier to be the pancake. Oh my God. That's a bit of a slip. The third child. I was going to say that my girlfriend always says that the first child is the soggy pancake. It's like the testing ground, you know, the soggy pancake referring to, too much batter. Like, I put too much oil, you know, like the next one's going to be better, you know, sounds funny, but it's, you know, it's true. And so it's like, in my perception of being the eldest sibling, it's like, well, everything's like easier for them, you know. It'll be like less of a shock if like my mom found out that like, you know, my sister's drinking or something, or was drinking before she turned 19, you know, just because like, you know, I kind of got in trouble for it for them, you know what I mean? Like, they're the, you know, they understand, you know. I think there's this notion that like there's an understanding that, you know, the first kid drinking is like a bit of a shock, you know. It's like, oh my, like, you know, my baby, you know. But I think the second kid, you know, or the third, even, because I have a brother as well, and the third, you know, the other children come along and it's like, you know, meh, you know, I kind of expected as much, you know. And so I was kind of like, okay, well, like, it's a sneaky party, but like, they're probably gonna find out, and like, if they did find out, it would probably be okay too, you know. But interestingly enough, I think my sister brought up the point that, and maybe this is a family specific thing, but she feels like being the middle child, she had less freedom. And that's because, even though I was like, you know, I feel like I was kind of very independent by that age, you know, I was kind of also like, I was kind of a bit of like a brat, but like who wasn't when they were like 17, you know, I think I was like a little rebellious, like I was off like smoking weed with my friends and stuff and like, you know, being out of the house as much as possible. And like, I was also like, my parents tucked me in the basement a little bit. I mean, you know, wasn't a lot of light and, you know, I could definitely get away with like slipping in and out of the house without necessarily like going upstairs and seeing my parents, you know. But it's interesting that my sister says that my mom, like, you know, how do I put this, like, was a little bit peeved about how much I went out as a teenager and complained a lot about that to my siblings. And my siblings told me that they kind of internalized that and understood that, oh, well, like going out and doing these things and being independent and doing all these things on your own are like a bad thing. And I think they kind of really internalized this notion where, like, you know, I think me and my siblings are very different. Like, you know, we're into very different things, you know, like I definitely like try to go out and do active things. I think exercise isn't really the prerogative for my siblings. You know, my sister goes to Emily Carr, you know, she does a lot of art, you know, she's always at home at her drawing tablet, like working, you know, or, and my brother's like kind of, you know, knee deep in school. And if he's not knee deep in like IB stuff, he's like gaming, you know, that's kind of things. I mean, you know, I game too, you know, I definitely have my balance, you know, you know, I kind of always wondered why they never went out, and they tell me it's because they've kind of internalized this fact that like, they weren't allowed to, they think, you know. It's funny because I went to go talk to my mom about it, and so did they subsequently, and they were like, you know, mom's like, oh no, like you had all the freedoms, like I didn't mind, you know. And they feel kind of cheated out of, you know, not cheated out of their childhood, but they feel like, oh well, like that was not the tone you were giving, you know. So I kind of wonder like what you guys at home kind of think, you know, because I feel like usually, as I had said, the first child bears the brunt of, like, you know, widening the path. The first child is like the trailblazer a little bit, and kind of like, you know, takes some flack, and subsequently everyone else kind of like follows suit, was my perception. What do you think about the other way around, that like the first child gets away with more, and the siblings at home bear the brunt of, like, you know, the repercussions? I wonder what you guys think. You know, maybe think about your own, you know, I can't really interact with you guys, but, you know, think about it maybe at home, and think about your own siblings, and think about how that goes, because I think that was an interesting perspective that I never really thought about before. Anyways, I'm gonna get to some music here. Music. What do I got here? For my next track, okay, how about this? I've got some music from a band called Dysmania. They're a Canadian loud pop punk and thrash metal band. So, here we go. Here is They Live on CJSF 90.1 FM.